G'day folks, and welcome to Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse on the mic saying thanks to each and every single one of you for taking the time to listen to this little podcast all the way from the land down under straight to your ear holes. For those of you joining us for the first time ever on Happy Days, welcome. Welcome to the party. Hope you have a good time. Hope you stick around. And for those of you that are return visitors, I cannot thank you all enough. It is truly such a joyous feeling being able to do this podcast and have people actually listen to it. I've never been one to expect the highest of expectations, especially with this podcast. I really had no aspirations of having thousands of listeners or, you know, anything like that. For me, it was just about making a difference. That pure and simple. You've probably heard me say this a few thousand times on the podcast, but I mean it every single time, man. If I can reach out to someone out there that, you know, has a dream, they have stars in their eyes, and they have those aspirations in life that they want to achieve, I hope that I can help you believe that you can achieve those goals. And doing a show like Happy Days is part of that belief. I never in a million years thought I could do a podcast. I thought it was a crazy idea. I thought, man, why would I want to do a podcast? There's thousands upon thousands of podcasts out there and people with absolute star power. Who's going to want to listen to a, you know, little guy in Australia like me? Well, there's a couple of you out there, and you know what? I'm happy with that. That's really all that matters. I guess the moral of this introduction is always take the time to appreciate the little things, the little moments, those little glimmers, those little specks that sparkle and shine in your life. They might not be much, but I can promise you, that little sparkle is worth so much more than you can imagine. And from there, you can build. From there, you can create. You can definitely create your own future. Forge your own path. Be your own person. Start your own trend. The possibilities are endless, guys and gals. I can tell you that now. So it's all up to you. And I apologize for getting a little bit philosophical here, but, you know, every now and then I feel like getting a little deep and, you know, a little personal, and here I am. But, yeah, thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. It really means a lot to me, man. I'm stoked that people are listening to Happy Days, and I'm stoked with and appreciative of all the guests that come on this show, and it's great. It's been great. We've had some amazing guests, and we continue to have amazing guests. And this week is one of the most fascinating guests I've had on this show to date. I really don't need to give much of an introduction for this guy. You've probably heard of a clothing brand called Black Craft Cult, or Black Craft. It's pretty global. It's pretty huge. You know, every rock star on the planet wears a piece of Blackcraft clothing. Yeah, almost every second person on the street is seen wearing this attire. And it's all the dream and vision, partially of one man, Bobby Chabensky. He's an amazing individual with a big vision and a big heart. Actually, an even bigger heart. And I say he's one part of this Blackcraft formula because his business partner is from here in Australia. Pretty cool, huh? So, never in a million years would I ever think that a guy like Bobby would take the time out of his enormously busy schedule to talk to me on this show. I've shown this guy nothing but love, because I'm fascinated by him. I have tremendous respect for him. His work ethic is second to none. But what's incredible about Bobby is the fact that he is not only an amazing family man, but he, you know, as busy as he is, he always takes the time to be kind, and he's always got a minute to say good day to the little people, to anybody. And that is a huge thing in my book, man. Always, no matter how busy you are, take the time to be kind. You know, there's 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, and I can tell you now, if you can spare a minute to check in on a friend, do it. Okay, we live in an age where it's paramount that we stay in touch with our friends, our loved ones, family. So, yeah, again, apologies for getting a little deep, but yeah, this episode means a lot to me because Bobby's a real class act, and we have a really great chat. He's, you know, we talk about his business a bit, but more importantly, we talk about his family life and just humble beginnings, man. It's a very cool, laid back conversation, and it's filled with love, a bit of bromance of sorts. So I hope you enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed making it. And again, thank you everyone for tuning in to Happy Days. I hope you guys and gals continue tuning in. It's very simple. Hit that subscribe button. It apparently brings good karma. So without further ado, enjoy this awesome Happy Days chat with Bobby Shabensky of Blackcraft. And enjoy.
Great, mate. Great. Thanks so much for taking a moment to hang out and share your happy days with me, mate.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We've been trying to connect for a minute, so I'm glad we can make it work.
This is awesome, mate. This is really cool, and it's a tremendous honor, mate. I've got nothing but respect and mad love for you, mate, so this is great.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you for that.
My pleasure, man, and congrats to you for all the success you've had with not only Blackcraft and all your affiliated businesses, but also your own Blackcraft podcast and just also being a super rad dad, mate. That's a huge championship victory right there.
Oh man, thank you so much. You're so kind. I want to do all interviews like this. I kind of just want to call you every day and you just be my fucking life coach.
Mate, we can do that. No sweat at all.
I'm so down. Yeah, man. No, I really do appreciate that, you know, being a dad, being a girl dad, right?
Yeah, right.
It's the most rewarding thing out of all of them, right? I guess they all have different rewards, right? But yeah, being a dad, man, I'm so thankful. You know, it's such a cool thing. I actually get to see my daughter coming up this week, so I'm That's looking so forward cool. to it. Yeah, it's cool.
That's really cool because I mean, from what I see, the time that you spend with her, you just shower with nothing but love and just everything you could possibly want from a dad like yourself. And I think that's really cool. So I'm wondering, like, have you got some really cool things planned for your hang time with the daughter?
Yeah, we're gonna hit the Disneyland. You know, we're gonna make our way down south, go to Legoland probably. She, you know, she's on the East Coast, so it's cold over there right now. So every right time on. She comes, sees dad. You know, it's always warm, so we're always in the pool, jacuzzi in. Got a spoiler, go shopping, right?
Yeah, you got to do these things, right? Keep them happy.
That's it, man. Yeah, so, well, you know, Disneyland's number one on the list for sure because she's such a fan of it. So.
Oh, that's so cool. Yep. What's what's her favorite part of Disneyland?
Well, I can tell you her not favorite part of Disneyland. Talk about being a bad dad for a second, you know, I thought.
Yeah, go for it.
It's a funny story, actually, man. You know, my daughter's six now, so when she was four, I got her for her birthday this, like, princess makeover thing in Disneyland.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were a little early, so they couldn't take her because we were a little too early. We were inside, it's inside the park, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, Jordan, let's go on Snow White's ride. You know, it's like this little like Snow White ride right next to the thing.
I know that one.
Kids.
Yeah.
Bro, it was the scariest fucking ride on planet Earth. And she has like PTSD from it, bro. Like she won't stop talking about it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because it's kind of a semi-dark ride, isn't it?
It's super dark, dude. It's called Snow White's like Scary Adventure or some shit. Yeah. I didn't see all that. I just saw Snow White. So I was like, oh, dope. Like we'll ride another ride. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'll be dad of the fucking year.
Yeah,
and
man.
Man, was the day ruined, you know?
So, traumatizing experience.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, though? Her favorite ride is it's a Small World.
Oh, I love that ride.
It's her favorite ride. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so. That's so cool. So I'm guessing the Haunted Mansion's out.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even try it.
Yeah, that's fair, man. That's fair.
I didn't try it.
Would any of the Star Wars rides be on the cards in the near future?
You know what, bro? Ready for this one?
Yeah.
I'm 33. I'm either 33 or 34. I really forget. I honestly, genuinely forget how old I am. Born in 88. I don't know what the fuck that makes me. But I have never, ever, ever, ever even seen 0.01 second of Star Wars.
Okay, cool. I'm glad I asked this question because I know this about you very well. And I'm not astounded, but I respect you for doing that. And I'm just curious if it's just like, if it's something you plan to hold on to, or if will there be some morbid curiosity that will compel you to just check it out?
You know what, man? Unfortunately, I have really bad ADHD, ADD, whatever, you know? And
yeah.
I cannot sit here and watch TV for more than like 10 seconds. So I don't think I'll ever, no. And you know what? Now at this point, I'm kind of like, yeah, I've never seen Star Wars. What's up? I might be like only one of 10 on this planet. So
yeah, you are
kind of holding on, holding on. Might be one of one, to be honest with you.
Yeah. That's an achievement, mate. And I mean, I want to sincerely say to you, as I'm sure, you know, all your mates have you covered. Like, I'm sure Balls and that are all telling you, man, you really got to check this out. But look, man, I'm going to sincerely say to you, you are missing out, but I respect your choice in life. So that's
fine. Thank you. Thank you.
That's cool, man. So life in LA and everywhere else is all good in your world then?
Yeah, it's all good. You know, LA, it's sad, man, right now. You know, I'm always trying to find the good in everything, you know.
Yeah, I love that about you, man. That's really cool.
And LA is a place that I grew up on the East Coast, right? I'm from the East Coast, and you know, if people are listening, they don't know much about me. You know, I grew up in a small town on the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where, you know, you wanted to live that dream, you wanted to go to LA, right?
Yeah.
Growing up, that was the dream, especially if you're trying to make it in the music industry.
Yeah.
And you know, I think I'm 33. I think I'm gonna go with that. but you know, like 10, 15 years ago, man, there was this magic in LA and it was real, you know, the magic was real. The vibe was real. The events were real. Life was happening. And, I mean, look, I think, you know, with the pandemic, everyone got rocked, right? Super hard and breaks my heart, but LA, just something happened there that magic that was in the city, it just got sucked right out of it. And you know, I live in LA right now at the moment, and it's really, I don't feel safe, man. You know, like I don't feel safe to go to the gas station, and I live in a nice place. I live up like in the Hollywood Hills right there off Sunset. It's just like a weird time, man. Like I'm constantly looking behind me, see if people follow you home, because neighbors on the streets that's happened to them, you know. It's just a weird time. But in the last 2 to 3 weeks, there feels like there's this weird shift in a positive way. So I'm kind of holding on to that, you know. And Black Craft, our warehouses are in Orange County, California, and Anaheim, so south of LA.
Yep.
And it's kind of a different world down there, so it's kind of nice to get out of LA and kind of, you know, head south to go to Orange County, and it feels like life feels pretty normal there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it feels somewhat normal, yeah. But it's definitely a weird fucking time, right?
Oh, I bet you it is, man. It is. It's a weird time all over the place, man. It's so weird, man. I sympathize 100%.
It's so sad to me, bro. It genuinely breaks my heart because I'm not political. I stay the fuck out of it. You know, I fucking hate politics just as much as I hate religion. And I just sit back and I'm like, man, if we all just kind of like, look, dude, I'm friends with Democrats. I'm friends with Republicans. I'm friends with people that are pro-vaccine. I'm friends with, you know, I just kind of can see Pat. I just kind of like, hey, it's what makes the world spin. You know, you know, I appreciate other people's points of view, Pat. You know, when someone's passionate, I get it. But I'm like, damn, man, this shit's got everyone fucking off the rails. You know, it's fucked with everyone so bad.
Yeah.
But there's some people that I genuinely don't even know who they are anymore. I'm like, yo, like, damn, come back, you know, come back, man.
Well, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. So we just have to learn to just coexist and just share a positive energy to each other, which, you know, which is one of the great things that I admire about you, that you're all about is, you know, energy and manifestation and all that. And I think that's these are qualities that, you know, more humans should employ.
For sure, man. And even with Black Craft, you know, we just launched the 666 Club. It's a $6.66 membership. But, you know, it gets you access to our private Discord, gets you bonus content from our podcast. It gets you, like, if you're in a band and, you know, if you're a member, you get automatically, because I have, like, over 10,000 submissions right now from bands to be played.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, this will bump you to front of line, and I will guarantee you, if you're a member, I will play your band on the podcast, even if it's good or bad, you know? I just think everyone, you know, deserves a shot, and you get a $25 Blackcraft gift card if you sign up for the year, and then you get deep discounts each month. So, bro, what I'm doing here is, you know, it's funny we're talking about this, because in the past, it's only been up for like, I don't even know, dude, a week maybe?
Yeah.
And we're already a few hundred members in. It's not even active on the site. You have to search for it. You know, you have to like try to find it or follow us on Twitter really to really know about it. I'll post it on my social every once in a while. But, you know, this community we're building through Discord, I've been getting these messages. And, you know, this is our 10-year anniversary of Blackcraft this year. And
Wow, congrats.
Thank you. I remember our first year we started Blackcraft, and the reason I started Blackcraft from day one, which, you know, my business partner is actually Australian.
Yes, I do know that. It's super cool.
Yeah, that's probably actually honestly why we're so successful, just because everyone from Australia fucking rules.
Yeah, but, thanks, man.
Everyone's so nice and kind. But you know, when we started Blackcraft in 2012, it was to connect with people. You know, you look at our slogan, create your own future, believe in yourself. Yep. And I was an outcast where I grew up, right? I was the kid who loved metal. I loved, you know, wearing girl jeans, painting my nails, wearing eyeliner. You know, I loved all this shit. And I was just picked on. And I was like, man, fuck, I know where these kids are. You know, fast forward, you know, when I'm now playing in bands or touring, like, fuck, when you tour these Midwest towns, I know where these kids are. I see the hurt in these kids. And I'm like, you know what, fuck this. I just want to build a clothing line that's a community. You know, it's hey, fuck religion. You know, you gotta get up and do this shit yourself. Like, no one's coming to save you, right?
Yeah.
And we're here for you also along the way. It's like a family. And you know, 10 years later, the brand, you know, got pretty damn big at this point, and you kind of, you know, you can't connect with everyone. But with the 666 Club, what I love and what's happening is in the Discord, man, I'm getting these messages like, holy shit, I just joined I found a family. You know, people are saying like, oh my God, like, I don't even know you people. And like, dude, today we played video games for like 4 hours with Paige from WWE. Me and her, we were so picking cool. Random people from the 666 Club to come play with us. And then like, I just do focus groups in there with all the club members. I'm like, hey, how can the podcast be better? How can merch be better? What do you guys want? What do you want to see? So I'm really looking forward to that. And on top of it, kind of on your point of helping others, we're helping unsigned bands right now, man. And you know, I have a Twitch show. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yes, but, I do. Yes.
We were, I'm gonna say it, but we were the number one, you know, Twitch show, music show on Twitch right now.
That's huge, man.
Rolling Stone. We're always going back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's either us or Rolling Stone. And I just got the stat. I'm not gonna lie, because it's out there. Rolling Stone got us beat this month, but we're gonna come back next month, you know. But dude, it's all but Rolling Stone's not doing what we're doing. We're doing unsigned fucking bands.
And that's huge, man.
Bro, we had bands open up for Metallica.
Yeah,
we got bands signed to record labels. We got bands on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
But it's all from our chat, you know, the people that do the show, and we're just building a really cool community. And honestly, like, you know, the past couple years of my life have been hard and dark, and you know, I split up from my daughter's mom, and
it was
a hard moment in my life, and it was like a really dark, twisted fucking turn for me. It just put me in a weird spot, you know. Yeah. And just reconnecting with my community and people that support what I do, and just being there for them, or them there for me, or these bands, and seeing others around me succeed is like the most fucking fulfilling thing in the world. Like, I haven't drank in over 60 days right now. I'm just so laser focused. Thank you. Just so laser focused right now. And I genuinely just want to fucking help people right now, because I saw how bad the pandemic fucked people up mentally, financially, everything.
Yeah.
And I just really want to, I feel like we're coming, you know, out of that now, obviously, you know,
yeah,
the world's a fucking crazy place right now with the
it
war
sure is.
Going on. It's like, oh my God, can't catch a break.
Yeah.
And I just feel for all these people, but man, I just want to help. And it's just, it feels fulfilling. And I feel like, you know, people watch Star Wars, for example, to turn their brain off. For me, it's getting in that Discord and connecting with people, or playing video games, or helping bands. So, I'm looking forward to it, man. The future's bright. Things are good. And,
that's freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's cool.
I think that's super cool, man. And I think you've got a really good attitude and perspective about things. And, again, you know, like it's the sort of thing that you wish everybody else could do, similar things like that. And I think more and more people are coming around to that way of thinking.
Yeah.
I think what you're doing with the unsigned artist thing is really revolutionary in many ways, because, you know, once upon a time, when print media was a thing, you know, you would buy the magazines for the CDs, and that was how you would discover your favorite bands or radio. Now times have changed with social media and everything. And like you mentioned with Discord and that, what you're doing is kind of the modern equivalent in many ways. So congrats on that, man.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah. I feel like with Twitch, even, I feel like Twitch is 2 to 3 years still pretty early. I think my advice to bands, if you're out there and you really want it, go fucking sign up on Twitch. I mean, you know, I'm helping these unsigned bands, and I'm like, hey guys, when you guys play a local show, what do you draw? 10, 15, 20 people, 50 people. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But on Twitch, you could build a core, you could build your audience. And next thing you know, dude, you could go play on Twitch as a band for a 30, 40 minute set, and you get off your thing. You might've had 300 live views.
That's freaking awesome, man.
That's 10X of what you would have done locally, you know? Yeah. So I think there's so many, you know, that's the one, the good thing about 2022 is like, there's so many ways. If you want it, you can figure it out. Bad news is it's oversaturated now. Right.
But yeah, it's, I mean, like anything, it happens, but you know, it's how we adapt to it. Right.
You just got to think different. You got to act a little different. You got to do shit a little different. That's like Blackcraft, you know, it's going back to the, I didn't reinvent the wheel here of black and white t-shirts with, you know, dark imagery on it. It was just the bands that I loved, and like the Slayers, the Slipknots, the Rob Zombies, right? Alice Cooper's, Black Sabbath of the world, Kiss of the world. I looked at their imagery, I'm like, well, no one's really doing this as a clothing brand, and just thought about it different, right?
Yeah.
So that's my advice for the local band and for the
outside. I love that.
Got to do it different. Figure it out.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, let me ask you too. I've heard you say this a few times about your humble beginnings with Blackcraft, and I love the story. I've listened to all your podcasts about this, and you talk about you started Blackcraft with $100 bill. And what I'd love to know is that first moment emotionally for yourself and those involved, that first profit, what was that feeling like for you guys going, hey, this is a real thing. We can do this.
Yeah, I know that. I'll never forget that very first moment. It was probably about, I'd say about 2 months into the company.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for the first month, $100 turned to $300, right? 300 500. And I was like, fuck, I'm rich. You know, I never saw more than $100 in the bank.
It's pretty cool.
It was really cool off something we just created out of kind of thin air. But the moment for me was when, you know, I was paying rent with a roommate. And I remember counting the money from an event we did at a tattoo convention just, you know, a month or two in. And I was like, holy shit, man. Our rent was $700 a piece, mine and my partner.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, there's $1,800 cash here. We could pay our rent with this.
Damn.
He's like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, man. And there's like $1,000 in the bank, you know? Mm. He's like, what? I'm like, dude, yeah. I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, man, if we keep this going, I don't have to tour anymore. And he's like, man, I don't have to work my job, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, let's go. But that was, you know, that moment's always stuck in my head. And that day I was just so grateful. I was like, whoa, like this is real. You know, this is a real thing that just happened.
That is so cool, man. I love that story. I think it's you know, one of the best stories for anyone that wants to start a business to, you know, listen to and just know anything's possible if you apply yourself to it. And you've done exactly that.
Dude, I think, you know, my formula for how I started was, you know, it's just the so cliche shit, but I'm living proof of it. You know, I was reading the book, The Secret. I had my vision boards,
mm-hmm.
I had all those things, but man, my passion and you know, my thoughts were just like every day I just eat, sleep, breathe it. And I didn't, you know, the big thing is I didn't give a fuck what anyone thought. So many people are like, you shouldn't do this. You can't do that. And upside down cross this, or the brand name's not good, or this isn't good. And I'm like, hey, I don't give a fuck.
Mm.
My gut is like screaming at go with this. And this is my passion. Like when I couldn't put down a book because I was so driven on this shit, I'm like, nah, like you're not me. You're not inside my brain, you know? And I think when you're starting anything, you're going to have so many people trying to quiet you and dim your light on it. But if you're passionate about it, just, you got to go. Go. Just got to go.
100 miles. So. Well, you know, it's one of my favorite stories I ever heard in person was, I don't know if you know comic books very well, but Todd McFarlane, the guy that created Spawn, you know, he's probably one of the richest guys in comics today. But he said at a convention, when you run at the cliff face, you either stop and look down or you just take a flying leap of faith, you know, and you're living proof of that, man.
You know, it's funny. Our Twitch show that we do, we just got our first sponsor.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
And thank you, man. Thank you. And the only reason I bring it up like that is, this guy, he had a company before called Thinkorswim. The company that's our sponsor now is called Tasty Trade. It's like a crypto stock trading kind of platform, but it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's like a media company. So they have Tasty Trade and they have another thing called Tasty Works, and Tasty Trade feeds Tasty Works. So tastytrade.com is a website where if you're just learning how to invest, and you know, it's kind of like they do podcasts on there. It's a really cool thing, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, the owner's probably a billionaire times 10. Great fucking guy, loves rock and roll, really fucking cool dude. Really took a shot on our show and believes in what we're doing. So I'm so grateful, right?
That's so awesome.
But I had him on my show and I said, dude, I said, fuck, man, there's so many people watching this show right now. I think we had like 100-some thousand people watching the show, right? And I was like, bro, there's probably a lot of rockers in here that, you know, much like myself, even, man, I've made a lot of mistakes being an entrepreneur and never, you know, never going to school and, you know, getting money and trying to do investments and losing my ass, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, dude, I said, there's a lot of people in here I know because they write me for advice all the time on investments and stuff. And I go, what would be your advice to everyone watching the show right now? And he goes, just fucking take risks. He's like, dude, you're young. Take crazy risks. He's like, no one gets to these higher positions or wealth or whatever by not taking risks. You can't name one, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, you got to take a fucking risk. And he's like, dude, I've been burned 50 times, you know?
Mm.
He's like, and I'm going to get burned probably 50 more times, but I'm going to take crazy risk. And he's like, you know, it's all relative and, you know, somewhat you got, you know, try to be real, you know, don't go take all your life savings and put it on black at the casino. But you know what he's trying to say.
100%.
And I was like, man, it's so fucking true. Like everything that I've done has been a crazy risk, you know, even still to this day. I mean, my daughter's 4,000 miles away, but I got to be here right now at this moment. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm so close to things, but yeah, it's the risk. You got to fucking go all in. And yeah, look at Spawn, like you were saying, right?
Yeah. Well, that's 100% true, man. And I think half the secret to that success is passion. You know, a lot of people, they go into things, you know, just haphazardly expecting with, you know, high expectations to succeed straight away, but not, you know, having that passion inside of them to drive them forward if things don't work quite planned. And you've covered all those bases beautifully about talking about being burnt and everything. And yeah, props to you, man.
You just got to learn from them, you know, the failure part is cliche. It's healthy. It's good. I mean, I learned so much, dude. I mean, I lost money. I still got my health. I still got my, you know, I learn from it. I grow from it. I mean, fuck, I'm trying things, right?
That's it. And you're covering the bases too, man. Like you're making sure that, you know, everything is kosher in your businesses. Yeah. Your crew are looking, you know, your crew are happy and looked after. Yep. And most important of all, you're making sure that your daughter has got everything she needs too.
Absolutely, man. Back to the point on, you know, the crew here at Blackcraft, I mean, we would not be where we're at today without the amazing crew we got behind the scenes, right? And it's actually a big lesson I learned was these other investments and things. You know, I was getting rocked on them. I'm like, you know what? Why not invest back more, even 10 times more back into my company, you know, like this is the best investment, investing into the people, investing into the brand. It's growing. I mean, the messages I get from people being like, your brand has helped me with this or that. I feel community. So it's so rewarding, man.
That's amazing. So cool. I really love that. I love that. I love the power of inspiration and motivation in business like that. It's and your platform's one of the best, hands down. So
Wow, thank you. I'm trying to become better at it too, you know. So I'm so focused on business that I kind of lost track of my own personal shit a little bit, but now I'm trying to build it back up and do some different things.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. The future for 2022 is gonna be wild. I'm
digging it.
And people are gonna be. I can't say anything just yet, but
no.
People are gonna be crazy. They're gonna join a TV show, so it's gonna be nuts this year. It's gonna be crazy.
And you've on a different, slightly topic too. You've been to Australia before, is that correct?
Yeah, I've been over there for Soundwave. Yep.
What year was that one?
Oh man, Deftones was the headliner, with Flyleaf, Deftones.
I think it might have been 2012 or something.
No. Like I'm talking like 2007.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I came over with a band called 18 Visions, but
they rule.
Dude, look that up. Can you fact check that? Was that 2007?
I think it was
8. Yeah,
something 7 like or that. 8. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that one. Yeah, that was a dope year. Man, that's so cool. So the reason why I ask you is I'd love to know your happy memories of Australia. Like, was it Vegemite? Was it hugging a koala? Was it I don't know, just our weird, interesting language that we speak, you know, slang.
Well, my partner, my business partner is Australian, so I kind of feel like I'm Australian by what? I guess by just default now.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
No, I actually, it was cool. You know what I loved about Australia was it felt very California-ish in some spots. I don't remember where, but I kind of just felt like I was on a plane and I got off and I'm still in California in some spots, right?
Yeah.
The koala bear thing was sick. I got my famous photo with the koala bear. That was so cool.
Nice.
The one that everyone has, you know, when they're there.
Yeah.
But I just think the experience of Soundwave and, you know, getting to experience what that was, because that was such a legendary festival.
I got to play it and I can vouch for that for sure.
Oh, you played it?
Yeah, 2014.
Oh, good wow. Year. What band?
Dark Cell.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we did the whole tour. And it was great rubbing shoulders with the guys from Avenged Sevenfold. And
those are my dudes.
Yeah, the great dudes, man.
Dude, the best guys.
Yeah, Five Finger Death Punch, Gwar, you know, all those bands, man. It was awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah, the Avenge guys, man, they are, you want to talk about forward thinkers and humble and great people, man. That I can't say enough about those dudes.
Yeah.
Like, anyone that says anything bad about them is just fucking lying.
No, this is fucking stupid, man. Like, for a band that creates an album like Waking the Fallen, I think to the rest of the world, shut the fuck up, man.
That's dude, just... anyone that talks shit on Avenged Sevenfold, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Exactly. But, man, I'm so glad you had a good time in Australia. Did you try Vegemite while you were here?
Hell yeah, man. What? Good, when I lived at my business partner, Jim, that's all we would fucking eat is Vegemite.
So you like Vegemite then?
I do.
Ah, yes. Yep. Good, good. Because, yep, man, yeah, so many Americans hate Vegemite, and I go, dude, it's because you got it all wrong. They usually put on cake on too much Vegemite and not enough butter, and yeah,
right, right.
But I tell you what, if you get your hands on some Vegemite, do me a favor and add it to your cooking. Like, if you have stir fry or whatever, chuck your Vegemite in.
You'll really?
Later. Yeah, 100%.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
I trust you.
I swear by it, brother.
Okay, I trust you. I don't cook though. I'm so bad at cooking. I made my girlfriend a cheese quesadilla the other day. I forgot to turn the stove off.
Uh oh. Yeah, you right. Sound like me, mate.
Yeah, I just Postmates or Uber Eats or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I keep it simple.
That's the way to go. Oh, that's awesome, man. Bobby, man, thanks so much for your time, man. You're a busy man, and you're about to hit the land of Slumberland now. So I don't want to hold you up too much longer. But man, any parting words of wisdom for people that dream big?
Oh man, I think it kind of left me super inspired. Like I was saying with my buddy from Tasty Trade. Take the risk. You know, take that fucking risk. If you're sitting here thinking, oh, I want to play it safe, I don't know. I mean, be calculated, right? Let's not lose the mortgage. Let's not lose the kids. You know, let's be a little calculated. But I mean, man, I have so many people around me, bro, that I see the potential of like my friends I grew up with. I'm like, oh man, you're so close, but get out of your fucking head, you know, get out of your fucking head, man, get out of your head. And, I think with me, the biggest thing that was a big part of my success, and I'm still growing and learning daily, right, is, man, no one really fucking cares. You know, those days that are hard and those mental days, I understand because I deal with that shit, right?
Yeah.
But I just really I get myself out of these situations by thinking, nobody really genuinely gives a fuck, you know? And I don't mean that like in a bad way.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I got to figure this out. I got to go. Like, I got to figure this out. And I live in my head a lot too, you know? But over the years, I try to figure out ways to get out of my head. And when I'm feeling down, because I'm human, we're all fucking human. And
we're all human, bro.
We're going to have bad days. Like I like that Gary V guy a lot. And look, you know, that dude's got bad days. He's human, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got fucking bad days. But I think the difference maker is on those bad days, if you could somehow harness up enough, because I'm an energy guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could put that energy into your passion, whether it's your business or your career, whatever you want to do, take that negative energy and those down feelings and try to change it up and redirect the energy into something positive and good and take that fucking risk and go. You can't lose, you know.
Yeah.
I've been reading 10 pages of books a day.
Good man.
It's been helping me. You know, I've been back in my workout routine. I mean,
awesome.
Fuck, man. It just go. You know, if you could dream it, go. I'll keep it simple. I know I've dragged that out, but
no.
We're on a blue bubble spinning in outer space. Anything's fucking possible.
100%, man. I dig
that. That's it, man.
Well said. Yeah, yeah. Bobby, man, Bobby Shabansky, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute honor and a privilege. And anytime you need a daily dose of life coaching, man, I'm here for you, bro.
Dude, I'm just gonna start calling you daily and be like, yo, bro, what's up? And you're like, hey, man.
I'll give you your daily dose, no problem.
Like, fuck yeah. No, but hey, I was gonna say something real quick. Thank you for even thinking of me, man. You know,
dude, no problem.
You know, so that's so kind and nice. So anything I can do to help you out, let me know.
Well, man, this is the whole basis of what we do here on Happy Days is to motivate and inspire people with a dream and a passion in life. And, you know, just to hear it straight from people like yourself, it's inspiring, man. It's good.
That's cool, man. You got to come on the Black Craft podcast soon.
I'm keen as. You say when, we'll do it.
Awesome, man.
Right on.
We'll figure it out. I appreciate you so much. You have a great one.
You too, man. And give Josh a big hug for me and punch him in the nuts. And
hey, is Josh Ball's not the funniest person ever, by the way?
Oh, dude. He cracks me up, man. I love him. I love
him. That's my brother for life, man. I love that dude more than anything in the world.
Hell yeah. And you have a great time in Disneyland with Jordan as well, man.
Thanks, man. We'll send some photos.
Please do. All right. Alrighty. All the best. Thanks, Bobby.
Bro. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And that was my amazing chat with Bobby Schabensky of Blackcraft. Thanks so much, Bobby. You're an absolute class act. And thank you to each and every single one of you that took the time to listen to that episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Go that one step further and hit that subscribe button. Seriously, support the little guy. It makes the world a difference. Again, thanks to Bobby. Thanks to everyone that tunes in and supports the show. Thanks to everyone that takes the time to subscribe to the show. I've had an absolute blast bringing the show to you, and we'll continue to do so. No doubt we'll have some amazing guests in the future. As you can see, I keep a very diverse range of guests, people from all walks of life, whether they're celebrity, non-celebrity. I really love chatting to people with an interesting story, and that will continue to happen. So I hope that you will continue to listen to this podcast. Hit that subscribe button. If you know people that like podcasts, get them to hit that subscribe button too. And if you haven't been to my website yet, go to www.freekproductions.com and check out some of my merchandise. I got my own novels and comic books that I've self-published, all made possible through weekly recycling and supporting artists in third world countries. Yeah, true story. It's a very ethical way of doing things, of making my creative dreams come true. And yeah, man, go that one step further and tune in for next week's episode, all right? Let's do this together. Let's kick goals. I'm available to chat to on the socials, so hit me up if you have some feedback about the show, if you like this episode, or if there's someone interesting that you think I should talk to, let me know. But other than that, have yourselves a great week, everyone. I hope that it's filled with nothing but positive vibes. And if you have goals, I hope you go out there and kick them. Till next time. I've been Jesse, and you've been amazing. And thank you for tuning in to Happy Days. See you on the flip side. Peace.